How the Energize Your Health tagline comes into play is I tend to look through things through the lens of energy. So no matter what it is you're trying to do in your life, there's fuel that you need to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And the fuel could be physically. What are you doing to take care of yourself physically? And that could be sleep. That could be how you eat. It could be how you move. It could be how you manage stress. How are you helping yourself mentally? What helps you stay focused? How are you helping yourself emotionally? What sort of outlook are you taking on your life? And then spiritually, what's important to you? And that could be, and you could look at that as purpose in terms of like what's a higher cause or higher purpose that's important to you? And how do you, and those, you can look at those as like different buckets of energy that you use as fuel to fuel whatever it is that's important to you.
Right, right, right. I can see the relationship there.
Yeah.
Sure.
But a lot of people don't think of that when they think of their health. When they think of energy, the first thing they typically think of is physical, but there's these other pieces as well that come into play. So it's, I see my work as helping create awareness around mm-hmm. those different buckets that are available to you, and then how to manage those to help you in your health. Candidly, I'm actually trying to retire the term work-life balance mm-hmm. for a number of reasons. I think it misses pieces of the picture, like we talked about earlier, like the whole holistic view.
Right.
There's work, and there's multiple pieces of your life besides work. There's relationships. There's your house stuff. There's financial stuff. There's family. There's friends. So there's all kinds of different pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be balanced at work. you know, it's not that the balance only occurs.
We can hope.
Yeah,
yes.
You can be balanced, but you can. And that's because we're human beings.
Exactly.
And I think what gets in the way of work-life balance a lot is we're so do heavy.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing, they get in this mode of constant doing. So instead of trying to think of work-life balance, what I challenge people to do is, first of all, create some space and just figure out, well, what, If your life was functioning the way you want it to do in the and taking your work into account, what
mm-hmm.
does that look like?
Right.
And start to take some steps to actually create that. And instead of making assumptions as to what you think is possible, there might be a lot of possibilities to how you can make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's creating that space. It's figuring out, and it's also starting with inner balance.
Mm-hmm.
It's making sure you're doing things in your life that are help ground you and help keep you focused and intentional. And then the fuel piece that I talked about earlier, what's fueling you?
Exactly.
And make sure you build that in. And then wrapped around all that is figuring out what your rhythms are. We all have natural rhythms of times that we have that are good times in the day to do things that require a lot of brain energy, and other times during the day that are good to do things like catch up on email and return phone calls. So tune into what your rhythms are. And I'm not saying to do all that at once,
mm-hmm.
but over time, those are the things that are going to help you feel more balanced if you have all those pieces into place.